Earlier in the hour, I mentioned this breaking news of a tornado in Christchurch. We're now going to go to Logan Church, RNZ's reporter in Christchurch. Logan, whereabouts are you at the moment?
Hi, Jesse. Yes, I'm on Wordsworth Street. I'm actually standing right outside a vehicle dealership where the roof, part of the roof, has been ripped off by the force of this tornado. And that roof, which looks to be corrugated iron, but we're not sure at this point, is scattered all down the road here. It's quite a lengthy road, which goes through Sydenham, and we can see for at least dozens of metres, if not more, debris littered down the road. I spoke to some of the eyewitnesses who spoke of going to hide in back rooms as this tornado came thundering down the street. They'd never seen anything like it before, and they came out, they were shocked to see all of this debris lying down the road.
So this is, in the initial reports, we heard a Save Mart, that lost the roof of a Save Mart. Is that where you're at?
No, we just left Save Mart about 10 minutes ago. I went inside and they have a bit of collapsed roof and what really can be described as a small waterfall inside. So all the staff were there trying to figure out what to do next. They've closed the shop for now while they sort of figure out their next steps. But it's certainly, talking to some of the people who were around this area, they described it as a very scary situation and not something they have ever experienced or saw in Christchurch.
So as you look around now, you mentioned some corrugated iron, but can you see the effects of the tornado as you look around Wordsworth Street?
Oh, completely, yes. As I mentioned before, there is at least one building here that's had its part of its roof ripped off, and there are lots of other little bits of damage as well. The building across the road from it has a hanging air conditioning units. There's other bits of corrugated iron and other debris lying on the road, let alone leaves from trees. But I guess at this point, that's the least of anyone's problems. We've got more fire service turning up now, so it's now, I guess, just a wait and see while everyone figures out what the extent of the damage is.
Yes, and do you have any idea of the scale of the tornado, how far it might have gone, how long it may have lasted? Or I know that we're just piecing this together, as it was only pretty recent.
Yeah, it's sort of too early to say exactly where and how long this tornado went for, but the people I spoke to spoke of hiding in their back rooms for a good sort of 10 minutes or so. So it was quick, but I guess when you're hiding in the back room worried about your building, I guess that's not so quick.
Thank you very much, Logan. Nice to talk to you. And as soon as we have any further news from Christchurch and Logan, we'll come back to you. Just reporting a tornado there that's obviously had a big effect, at least in that local area around Wordsworth Street in Sydenham. And as we get more reports and news, we'll share it with you. We'll have a full report in our 3 p.m. bulletin, and anything new will go up online as well at rnz.co.nz.